Hello and welcome to the CBM podcast. My name is Sam.
And I'm Phoebe.
And this episode we have something slightly different for you. We have some videos from Brother Davith Jenkins' recent trip to Nigeria.
The opening clip was from the choir of the Amapuife Ecclesia in eastern Nigeria. They're singing hymn 173. And we just think it's really cool to be able to hear the same hymns that we sing here being sung all over the world.
This next clip is from a contact in Nigeria who came to a Q&A session. And he asked about this passage from Revelation and then proceeded to read it out. So we're going to listen to that now.
Chapter. Okay, verse one.
One and two.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
The heading is the 1,000 years. Then I saw an angel coming from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he says, the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
That really highlights the difference between preaching in the UK and preaching in Africa and Nigeria. People have a lot more Bible knowledge there. Like, you don't get people in the UK asking about random passages in Revelation. So you really need to be up on your Bible knowledge. But like, as we heard from Grumpy in the last episode, if you don't know the answer, you can always just say you don't know the answer. And chances are you've got someone like Uncle David who will know the answer on the trip with you.
Next, we have another song clip from the Amapuife Ecclesia, this time the Sunday School, giving us their rendition of one of my favourites, hymn 296. Enjoy.
So now we're going to hear from Brother Peter Ojike, I think I've pronounced that right, explaining what they got up to at a youth weekend in Nigeria that happened whilst Davith was there.
Okay, cool. Hello, my name is Peter Ojike. I'm a Christadelphian baptized, so you can call me Brother Peter. We just concluded the All Nigerian CYC Christadelphian Youth Conference in Asaba, southern Nigeria. So we had over 300 people in attendance, and we had two baptisms, and we have lots of young people, lots of people interested in the truth.
Okay,
so for this year's gathering, we captioned it the Abundant Life. And the reason we used this theme is because of the economic hardship in Nigeria and in Africa, a lot of people want to live the good life, and many people think they will find a solution to how to end poverty in the church. So a lot of churches are preaching prosperity gospel. But our focus this time is to show people that there is another life to come, which is the real life. So we have four topics for this year's gathering. We have the gospel of grace. We have managing youthfulness and money management. And we have the signs, the end times, and how we should respond to it. And then we have the last lecture in the Sunday school, which is your lecture. Enduring to the end. Enduring to the end.
What preaching activities are we doing?
Okay, so we have a new ecclesia in this place, about 30 minutes or 40 minutes drive from this place, known as Anwai. So it's like a camp. You know, we have people that camp there. It's a small community, and a lot of people are interested in the truth in that community. So before now, we've been preaching in that area, and we've got about 10 people interested, but we certainly have more people that are interested there, and we've got about 5 baptisms so far in that place. So yesterday, for example, we took our instruments to that camp, and we did a public preaching, which is allowed here, and we had a lot of them come out in attendance. So the truth is that a lot of Nigerians are actually interested in the truth. Many Nigerians are asking questions, and as a matter of fact, in population, we are more than 200 million. So if we continue to push, we believe that God will bless our efforts.
Quite often, our missionary trips coincide with things like youth weekends and youth study weeks, and it's great to be a part of it, to see all of the young people and to enjoy it with them.
The next clip is from a different Brother Peter Kalu, who accompanied Uncle David on a mission trip from Nigeria into Uganda. And he's telling us a bit about what happened there.
And it's quite important to understand that Nigeria is obviously more established, the ecclesias there, whereas especially on the eastern side of Africa, in Uganda, they are still growing and still needing that support. So it's lovely to see the brothers from those established countries like Nigeria going over to support, and they're now able to do that because of what we've done, their input that they've had from us.
My name is Brother Peter Kalu from Alaya Ecclesia in Nigeria. I'm on a mission to Uganda, traveling in the company of Brother Daffy Jenkins of Cardiff. Well, when I first heard of a visit to Uganda, I was happy, because for a long time I've been hearing stories about the brilliant Uganda. And I longed for a day I would see them face to face. And I said, please, the Lord, I'm here in Uganda today. My stay in Uganda for the past 2 weeks has been nice. First of all, I was welcomed by the brethren and sisters here who have shown much happiness. And the hospitality is great. I have traveled to many ecclesias at least. Well, now I've covered up to 11 ecclesias in Uganda, and everywhere you go, you meet smiling faces. Some of them, I think this is the first time they see a brother coming from West Africa, Nigeria. And in fact, some of them are shocked when they hear that I come from Nigeria. I hope the same will be the case if a brother from Uganda visits Nigeria. During my stay here, we've had a series of Bible studies, and I've learned a lot. During their annual general meeting, I was present there. I took time to study the way they handle things. It was great. And I'll be happy to do the same to the brethren in Nigeria, so that we can exchange our views about things. We know we all have the same goal to be in God's kingdom when He comes back. And for this reason, I have tried as much as possible to learn from every experience. Because during this time of our probation, when God is busy trying to improve our lives, God has shown His interest more in building strong characters in people. People who manifest His glory in the coming kingdom. And now, brethren and sisters all over the world should always see ourselves as one family. People go from all parts of the world who will be in God's kingdom. It's a great privilege. We've not got to play with it. There's nothing like it. It's found anywhere in the world. And we know any privilege comes with a responsibility. It is our duty, though we may encounter difficulties here and there, and peace God has promised us, it's not such as the world see. We know we're not here to enjoy pleasures as the world wants it. But how long does this mortal life last? Not long. At least 80, 90, and we're obviously and gone forever. But God has given us this privilege to develop our characters so that we will fit to live in His kingdom when the Lord Jesus Christ arrives. So meanwhile, I advise brothers and sisters anywhere in the world, in whatever situation they may find themselves, let's be courageous to face all the odds or trials we'll find in life. They don't come as a surprise. The scriptures tells us to expect such. But we are assured over and over again that God will not forsake us. He will not allow us to be tempted beyond our limit. So, everywhere we are, in whatever circumstance, let's trust God. He's always with us. And when the Lord Jesus Christ finally comes, we will be found worthy of inheriting the promises made to the fathers. Thank you.
That's all of the videos that we've got from Nigeria for you today. If you fancy getting involved in the CBM, that's kind of what this whole thing is about. Please go onto the website. It's www.cbm.org.uk. And you can find out information about mission trips, about project aid, about what's happening around the world. And it would be really great to hear of more people that have got involved.
We have a Bible week in October that is happening in the Netherlands. So Brother Paul and Sister Jan Davis from Coventry, they are organising that. And it's running from Friday the 7th of October to Friday the 14th. And they'll be staying in accommodation. There's room for about 40 people. So if you are interested, contact them on Facebook. If you know their numbers, if you see them regularly, just go and speak to them. Or their email is japulan@aol.com. So that's japulan@aol.com. Language is not an issue. If you don't speak Dutch, that's fine. They don't either. So please just don't let that be a barrier. They'll be staying, like I said, in accommodation. The brothers and sisters from the Netherlands will be there and would love to see as many people from all ages as they can. The cost for that week, you just have to get there, basically. There was a contribution, if you want, of food and accommodation. It's completely voluntary, but they estimate it to be about 130 euros each.
That's it for this episode. Please keep sharing this if you think that it's any good. And we'll see you next time.
And please come and speak to us, or anyone who you know who's been on a CBM trip. They would love to hear your questions and answer them as best they can.